Welcome to the Highlands Current podcast. I'm Chip Rowe, the editor of The Current. In each episode, our reporters will take you behind the scenes as they speak with residents of the Highlands about their interests, passions, and adventures. For this episode, I spoke with Todd Haskell, a Beacon resident who has participated in 11 of the past 12 Macy's Thanksgiving Day parades as a clown. He missed 2020, which he explains at the start of our conversation.
So there was one year in COVID where it was essentially, it was a one block long parade. And they had like a handful of people to do it, November of 20.
Right, okay.
Then they came back in 21 and it was pretty close to a full-size parade, but it was, you know, we had to be masked and there was a whole lot of, you know, just COVID protocol stuff. This is the first year that they were full on back.
How did you get started with this? Is this like the official Macy's clown troupe or?
Yeah. So the deal is, you know, I worked at the New York Times for many years and Macy's was always felt strongly that their biggest partners should be participants in things that were really important to Macy's. So when I was at the Times, you know, we would often, you know, go to things like, you know, their 4th of July, the big fireworks, you know, the flower show. And then we pulled together a balloon handling team. So there was about 30 people from the New York Times who were balloon handlers, which was super fun, but nerve-wracking because I was always worried about, was my client at Macy's, who is the chief marketing officer, if I crashed the balloon, was it going to end my career?
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah. So I was a balloon handler for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, something like that. And then when I left the Times, I'm like, all right, so now I want to go to the next level. I want to move into the balloon ranks. And so she helped me do that. So there are a few of us that moved over, into the clown ranks. But, you know, to become a Macy's clown in the parade, you have to go to clown college.
Wow.
So they do training for first year clowns with the Big Apple Circus. And it's mandatory. Great. So that is how. So I started as a balloon handler and then was promoted to clown. is my interpretation of it. My client at Macy's really at the time said, Todd, you were born a clown.
Yeah, he's using all my best lines. How long was the clown training?
It was a day.
Like a full day of just, and what kind of lessons, I mean, do they have? Don't scare the children?
So it's a lot of it is, you know, how to get a crowd excited, how to get the crowd into it. But part of it is also how do you interact with a kid who might be terrified of clowns?
And rightly so.
Exactly. And how to recognize a kid that is terrified and how to like make them comfortable. And what made it all the more sort of relevant for me is I was historically terrified of clowns. So like when I was a balloon handler and you used to like, after you get into costume, you then have to get in a bus to take you from like 34th Street up to Central Park West. I would linger to make sure I was not on a bus filled with clowns because that was like my worst nightmare.
Wow.
So
now you're among the clowns.
So this was also, in addition to being a promotion, it is also like immersion therapy for me.
I was going to say, this is a deeper story.
Yeah. With that said, like, I still cannot go to things like, you know, It. Like, that. I mean, that movie would terrorize me for years.
Yeah, you wonder if that movie, like, when that came out, if it messed up the parade for a lot of kids. Like, they couldn't see.
Well, remember, Macy's clowns are happy clowns.
Oh, that's of course. I didn't mean to.
So there are no scary clowns in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Have you had a favorite costume? You've done the traditional clown, the grilled cheese sandwich.
Well, that was a breakfast clown.
The toast. Get it right. It was the toast. Yes. I'm a psych.
And by the way, that was a good friend of mine next to me who was butter. And then the women behind me were the fried eggs.
Yes, I
on the tricycles.
On the fried eggs. Yes
exactly.
So a healthy breakfast.
Yes. I have to say, the breakfast clowns That was a really fun clown assignment. You never know. So what happens, the way it works is, a few weeks beforehand, you get told what your clown assignment is. I have no say whatsoever in what I am. So they usually tell you like a couple weeks in advance, and then you do your research into, like, you know, you go down Macy's clown Reddit, you know, rabbit holes to see... and then that's where you see what your clown costume is. And then you think about, okay, what's going to be my clown routine to get the crowd worked up? So like this year, I knew I was going to be a malt shop clown. And I saw, you know, I had my tray of my French fries and my milkshake, you know, walking around, which, by the way, walking around with that thing, which is really running, because it's a 3.5 mile run. Because
you don't think about that, right?
Yeah, you don't think about that. And you have the tray, and then you're throwing confetti, you know, to get the crowd excited. So then you come up with your shtick. So my whole thing was, I would, you know, run up to a kid with my tray and we're like, "You want a shake?" And they'd see my milkshake and they'd say, "Yes." And then I would just, with my group of clowns, do our shake thing and throw confetti at them and run away.
So when they give you this clown assignment, how much freedom do you have to come up with your own interpretation, or do they give you the costume?
So yeah, so they get you totally get the costumes okay. And makeup. You go to the New Yorker hotel at like 5:30 in the morning. There are people there to help you get into costume. There's people there to do your makeup, all that kinds of stuff. So that's all very arranged.
Have you had odd reactions from spectators? Like, I imagine the kids love the shake.
Everybody loves a shake. You know, it's actually...
You don't get abuse, though, right? I mean, people aren't like, "Get that clown,
you know,
away from me."
It's so interesting. In all the years that I've been doing this, I have, and from when I was a balloon handler to when I was a clown, I've never had anything but positive experiences with crowds. Like,
oh, that's good.
People just love that parade so much. You know, it's so you see entire blocks where you can tell it's the families of one of the marching bands, you know, and you see like it's everybody from like some small town in Texas that, and you, because they're all wearing like their uniforms or their hats, whatever it is. And you see that, and then you see like the differences from like Central Park West, like the big, beautiful, you know, buildings there, where those are the residents of those buildings and people have these elaborate sort of parties, you know, that they do. And then you get down to like Central Park South and Sixth Avenue. That's just people who like started camping out at like 3 in the morning for prime, you know, corner real estate. So it's interesting that you see such different experiences in the crowd. And then I think the other thing that I noticed this year is, you know, Macy's has done such a good job in making the parade itself reflective of the crowds. You know, I mean, you see, like, I don't know if you saw the parade, but like Bad Bunny was in the parade this year. So it's like the parade looks and feels like America. Like, they have put a ton of thought and effort into making it feel like a diverse and inclusive experience, which I think is great.
Has the weather been decent most those 12 years?
So the year that I was a Santa's workshop clown, if I looked really fat, that's because I had 7 layers underneath that outfit. That was the year that when we were dropped off on Central Park West, it was 17 degrees.
Oh, but that was at 5:30 in the morning, so it must have warmed up.
No, because you have to be at the New Yorker at 5:30 to get into costume, makeup, whatever. No, that was at like 8, and it didn't warm up very much. And then there was the year that it was very, I was a balloon handler, and it was very windy, and we were first balloon that year. We had Snoopy, and we were terrified we were going to have an issue. But thankfully it did not, you know, we just kept the balloon. Macy's is really, really good about figuring out what is safe. So the balloon that year, the balloon was like literally no more than 10 feet off the ground.
So the balloon handling, you essentially are given a rope.
Yeah. Well, you know, the big balloons, those balloons have like 85 people guiding them. I mean, you don't realize how many people are doing that. And so what you have with a balloon handler, yeah, you have a rope, and at the bottom, it's called a bone. It's this big, it looks like a big bone. So you got balloon handlers, you've got pilots, you've got captains. Like, there's a whole hierarchy of balloon handlers. By the way, the pilots and captains have to do the 3 mile route backwards because they're like walking backwards. They're doing the tour guide thing the whole time. Yeah.
Your fear would be that the wind would take that balloon and on all 85 of you 10 feet off the ground or something.
Correct. Yeah. Clowning is much better.
Yeah, it seems like clowning, you get to move around. If
well, and the other thing is, so, you know, balloon handlers, obviously, they're under their balloon. If you are assigned to a float, you are either on or next to the float the whole time. Clowns, they say, we're the only free-range elements of the parade. Clowns can go wherever they want. You know, they say, like, generally keep it, you know, after this one, before this one, but, like, we just go wherever we want.
So there's a lot of trust on Macy's part with the clowns.
Correct. Because everybody trusts a clown.
Unless they're in a bus.
Exactly.
Thank you for listening to the Highlands Current podcast. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and leave a review on your listening app of choice. And consider becoming a member of The Current at highlandscurrent.org/join to help keep the newspaper, website, and this podcast free for the community. Thanks again. I'm Chip Rowe, editor of The Current, and we'll see you next time.